The following shiur has been presented by Rav Daniel Dombrov, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
We're going to be discussing today some of the dinim and inyanim of Bris Milah. We'll go through a few of the shilas that are quite common in the sugya. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that it brings a memra from Shmuel that in a situation where was chaltsasei chama, the child was possessed by a fever and it then leaves his body, that we have to wait 7 days before giving a bris milah. And there's a shaila in the Rishonim Lahalacha, if that requires me'eis la'eis or not. And the Rif paskins that it would require me'eis la'eis, the Rosh is Mesupik. And Lahalacha, we would require me'eis la'eis prior to giving the bris milah. So in other words, even though in a regular bris milah, we have 8 days from the day the baby was born, even if it was at the end of that day, one could still give it at the beginning of the 8th day. By this halacha of chatzasei chama, there it's necessary to wait the full 7 days till in order to give that bris milah. Now, what qualifies? What's considered chatzasei chama? So the Melukah Yosef in Yevamos, in Perek Aral, says that it's not only Chatzas Chama, but Hu Adin, any Kohel Gadol, something which is a very powerful tzar. He talks about certain conditions of the eye, where the baby is more than just experiencing some sort of slight illness, but rather it's something which really takes over his body. And that would be equivalent to chatzos chama and require that full 7 days meis leis till we get to that 8th day from then. Exactly what qualifies is difficult to quantify. However, the Mukhi Yosef points out that a smaller chayli would also prohibit one from doing the bris milah. However, it would not require any waiting period of time. We would just have to wait till it passes, and then it would be mutter. And interestingly, there was a ma'isa shahaya that I was told with a boy from Russia, who was suggested to the boy did not have a bris milah, and it was suggested for that he should take on the mitzvah and have a bris milah, and was reluctant. The boy was going through surgery and was going to be under anesthesia. At that point, it would have been more receptive to doing the bris then. And nonetheless, what I was told B'Shem Rabbi Yoshua was that he prohibited the bris from being done, because since essentially the condition of the surgery was equivalent to that of the chatzas chama, then we wouldn't be allowed to do the bris, and therefore, even at the expense of losing the opportunity, we can't do the bris. And there's a binyan tzion, just to try and give a little more understanding of this, there's a binyan tzion that has a suffix. Is this din of shiva yamim? Is it deraisa or derabani? Yes, it's actually deraisa, which means, Chayav means that it's a halacha meshim Sinai, that the unclear exactly how to explain it, but it would seem that the idea is it's more than just the sakana, but rather it's obviously sakana based. The sakana says that it's the fact that he's besakana says he's not as if he's not as if almost he's not around and he's first coming into existence now. And we'd have to wait the 7-day period from then. In other words, the Zman of Bris Milah is actually on that eighth day. And before he has a tzaddik, if one does it before then, it wouldn't be Yetzid Bris, he would have to do a Tafas Dan Bris. Which means it's really not, the Zman Milah now is on that eighth day from when the Chatzos Echam, when the fever leaves him. Even if it's the Rabbanon, maybe it's a Takana de Rabbanon, but it's not just the Takana, because really, we could ask, we find the Rabbi Kiva Eger and others discussed the idea of Nishtanu Ateva, and if we have Nishtanu Ateva here, we could assess and determine based on many, many statistics that there is no Takana, so what should hold us back from doing the Bris? But the way the Binyan Tzina is saying it, that it became a Zman, it's not considered the Zman of the Bris, and we're not even yet, in other words, we did the Bris successfully, the baby Baruch Hashem did not die, and he lived. You weren't yet to the Bris, it wasn't the Zman. And that makes it more clear that it's not an option, even if we couldn't do the Bris at a different time, but it's not the Zman to do the Bris. Be like saying, do the Bris before 8 days, because after 8 days is going to be an issue. Obviously, that would be unheard of. So, there's one other level, I guess, we could talk about, which is also what's commonly known as the baby being yellow. And here also it gets a bit gray, as far as where we draw the line. They have something known as the bilirubin count, where they have a number kind of measuring the how yellow the baby is, and obviously the yellow indicates a lack of proper blood flow, and different opinions among different moilim exactly where the cutoff point is to push off the bris, 12, 14, in different shitas. And kol echad, each person has to consult with their pesach moil. But there's a level over here where it could be so yellow where it actually calls for a blood transfusion. There, some say that would actually have the din of chatzas echam at that point, and you would need the full 7 days mesla eis prior to doing the bris milah. Another point that I wanted to discuss was commonly discussed shaila regarding bris milah, which is how much of the orla has to be removed. Right, we know that the orla is the skin that grows over the atara, and we cut it off, and we're megala the atara. And the question is how much of it has to be cut off. So the Chachmas Adam says it has to be cut off completely. Pasha, the way that would mean would be till below the Atara. And what the Mail will often do is they'll make a mark where you could kind of feel where the Atara ends, make a mark there, and then they'll pull up the Orla up to that point, and slide the garden at the pen mark, and then cut off there. This way you remove all of the Arla. However, what would be if you take off only part of the Arla, and nonetheless you could push the rest of it down, and often it will then fuse and heal, and it will fuse the other skin, and allow Gili Atara. So here, Chachmas Adam would not be comfortable with it. And however, there's a Divrei Chaim who's B'shas HaTchad would be Mekel and say it's a kosher bris. And so generally speaking, in a regular situation, we would obviously aim for the Chachmas Adam, and that's, I believe, the standard bris meets the requirements of the Chachmas Adam. The question could come in perhaps when it comes to Shabbos, if for whatever reason the bris originally did not meet those requirements of the Chachmas Adam, would we on Shabbos cut off more? considering that if it's already kosher, we'd have to determine if it's pirish yodai, tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin, tzitzin that are pieces of or that are not ma'akiv, once you're pirish, you can't do that on Shabbos. You can't be mahadir to do it on Shabbos. So over here, if we're going to accept the position at least that it's kosher, so then we'd have to seriously consider when, in the case of Pirish Yada, would be mutter and Shabbos to cut off more or not. And that would be just where it would be more nogev, and someone who wants to do Atzadi Yeshter Toiv does have to contend with the question in the context of Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halakha Center. To reach the Center for Halakha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.